Isaiah chapter 42, from verse 1 onwards. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives bread to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and withhold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and the cities lift up their voices, the villages that Cater inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praises in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. Praise be to God. I want to stop right here as the Holy Spirit wants me to. God will do that which he has purposed in his heart. Your help will come at the right time. God will give you the help that you need at the right time. And God says in this month of May, the help that you need will come to you on time. Exactly when you need. God will give it to you. The Lord who created the heavens and the earth, this big God who stretched out everything that we see, we cannot measure anything, but he knows all about it. And this God says, I will bring justice. I will establish my righteousness. I will do that which is needed for you in your situation. And he says, my glory will I not give to another. I want to stop right here in this month of May. God says, whatever your situation may be, God will not let the enemy to boast in his wickedness. God will not allow the enemy to boast in his wickedness, which means whatever may be afflicting you, whatever may be pushing you down, God says, I'm not going to let it triumph over you. I won't. God says, I will fight for you. Isn't that amazing? God says, I will fight for you. I will bring to you that which needs to come to you. Who does it? God. And he says, I will establish this by my righteousness. And the Lord says that in this month of May, he says, I have told you I'm going to do. Before it can happen, I have told you. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Because he's faithful. In this month of May, God says, hold on to this promise. The Lord says, whatever is afflicting you, it will not be able to boast against God Almighty. His glory, he will not give to another. And in that place where the other or carved images is there, you can put your problems there. Whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, God's word for you is, he will not let that very thing, that Goliath in your life, to say that, hey, I won over you. That won't happen. God says, my glory will I not let that thing that is afflicting you have it, but I will fight for you. I will fight for you. What is God saying here? He says, whatever your situation is, in that situation, I will be glorified. God will be glorified, no matter how impossible it may appear. Just hold on to this. Very important. You have to believe it. No matter how difficult it may look, God says, in your situation, God will be glorified. In this month of May, the Lord says, God will be glorified in your situation. Whatever your situation is, when you stand on the Lord's side, and God is on your side, God will be glorified in your situation. He will not let the enemy triumph over you. He will triumph over the enemy. God will cause the enemy to be put down. I want to take you to the last verse that we read in this section, which is verse 13. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man, stronger than the strong man. The one who is stronger than the strong man will go before you. That is a promise God is giving to you in the month of May. He will go before you. He will go before you like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. That means he's getting ready to push down the enemy. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against the enemy. Why do you see all these descriptions here in verse 13? Instead of just saying, God will give you the victory. It just shows the God, the maker of heaven and earth, has emotions. He cares. He cares about your situation. He says, I will take vengeance. He says, I will fight for you. He says, I'm going to rise up. He's crying out, means he is shouting. He says, I'm coming. It's a war cry. He says, I will shout out aloud. He says, he will prevail against his enemy. His triumphant cry goes before him. That means before he can subdue the enemy. You know, it's like the lion. It roars. When it roars, everyone hears that. It's like a big thunder that goes around. And everyone knows, oh, the lion is coming. And what happens? All the animals, they go into hiding. Lord God Almighty, his roar is bigger than any other roar that is out there. When he gets up and he says, I am coming, it shows, I want you to write this down if you're taking notes, it shows how much God loves you. For God to fight for you, it shows how much God loves you. If he's going to shout the triumphant shout, he's shouting that for you. On your behalf, he shall prevail against his enemies. And when you are with him, whoever is against you is against him. And he comes to your rescue. God is speaking at this hour. It's a promise given by God. Whatever you may face, don't run into hiding. Run to God. God will fight for you. Remember this scripture, Isaiah 42:13. Promise that God is giving us. Whatever you may be facing, God will go before you. You just need to go with him. He will go before you like a mighty man, full of strength. And he will stir up his zeal like a man of war. All these descriptions are given there to show the emotions and the whole being of God that is involved in defending those whom he loves. God will fight for you. Whatever it may be, in your body, in your mind, in your finances, whatever area it may be, God says, I will put that down, that which is standing in front of you, and that which is threatening you, God says, I will bring that down. And how will God do it? God says, I won't put up a fight without making a scene. He said, I'll make a scene before I put the enemy down. That's who our God is. His roar is enough. And then his breath scatters them. God is speaking at this hour. Know how much God loves you. God loves you more than you know. And he shows it by his words here. He doesn't have to say anything. He could have just done it. But he's saying, before he does it, he says, no, this is what I'm going to do. When you read the scripture, it should make you feel so special, so secure. When you're with God, you're the most secure person. Nothing can make you afraid. No one can spook you. No one can scare you. No one can threaten you. No one can manipulate you. No one can bring you down. There's no one, no force on earth that can drag a believer down when they know that they're with God. God shall go forth like a mighty man for you in this month of May. Whatever it may be, whatever may come before you, know this for sure. God will go before you like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. That's how he's going to fight for you. When he fights for you, you know, he's going to really, really fight. And before he fights, he will make a scene. You know he's coming. You know he's coming. And he's announcing this. He says, I will fight for you. The Bible says, for his people, when God rose up, the seas fled. At the breath of his nostrils, everything just ran. That's how powerful he is. So what are you afraid of? What do you have to worry about? All you need to do is call out to him. Call unto the Lord in the day of trouble. He will answer you and you shall glorify him. If you say the scripture the way it is, which God said it, he said, call unto me in the day of trouble and I will answer you and you shall glorify me. When you're in trouble, God says, call unto me. And you know how God is. When you call unto him in the day of trouble, he says, this is how I'll go out for you. The moment you say, he's bothering me, he's going to say, hey, who's that? And that's it. The enemy just runs. He comes with his vengeance, with his anger against those whom the enemy will try to use to bring you down. He shows his power. The Bible says, he shows his power to the enemy. And when he shows his power to the enemy, you know what it says to you? It says how much he loves you. He fights for his own. Jehovah Nissi. He fights all our battles. He's fighting for his own. All-powerful God. All-powerful God. In this month of May, he says, he will go forth like a mighty man. He will stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. When that happens, you'll know how big he is and how special you are, how much he loves you, and how much he'll fight for you, how powerful he is. No matter how many times we've seen him do wonders and miracles in our lives every single time, one thing, one message is conveyed by his actions. He loves you more than you know. He's there to defend you. He's there to fight for you. He's there to help you. And it's so important for us to know this truth. Many times we lose peace because we forget who he is to us. And we forget who we are to him. When we lose focus of that, then unbelief sets in. That's when Satan comes and says, not gonna happen. Look, everything is gonna go wrong. Look, you're gonna go downhill and look, you're going to go into debt. No, look, your health is going to go down. And look, you know, your whole family is going to be destroyed. And look, you're not going to pass. And look, you're a failure. And a whole bunch of things that Satan brings before you can become successful to pull you down when you forget who God is to you. And when you forget who you are to him. It's important for you to remember who you are to him and behave like that. That's important. And it's important for you to know who he is to you and behave like that. That's important. Stay tight in that bond to be faithful to him. And he will plead your cause. He will fight for you. He will answer you. He will give to you the promotion you need. He will give to you the help that you need. He will come to your rescue. He will give to you that which you need. Whatever the enemy is holding back, God will say, give that up. The enemy will have to give up. God's word says, He commands the north to give up and the south to not hold back. When He says that, that's what happens. The north gives up and the south doesn't hold back. And what must come to you will come to you. God is speaking to our hearts today. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let anything trouble you, because whoever troubles you troubles the Most High God. And remember this, if that happens, He'll make a scene and He will fight for you. Shall we all stand up together? Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We praise you. 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 Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. There is no problem to be. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. We're going to sing this one more time. Believe it with all your heart. Every line, every word, believe it and sing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you. There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. The world upon His shoulders. I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
Let's sing it one more time. There is no problem.
There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. No storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He'd carry the weight of the world.
I know, my sister, that He will carry you.
Graciously gave to us. Thank you for bringing us all into your presence, Lord. In your presence, there's fullness of joy.
Praise you,
at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We don't have to look at the winds. We don't have to look at the waves. Hallelujah. All we need to do is look to you. Hallelujah. And you'll drive them out. Hallelujah. You'll drive them out for us. Hallelujah. And you are the Lord God who rises up and you make a scene. Hallelujah. You tell the wind to shut up. Hallelujah. You look at the waves and you tell them to be quiet. Hallelujah. And they run away to their hiding spot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You will defend your people. Hallelujah. You will fight for your people. Hallelujah. You will plead their cause. Hallelujah. And you will exalt your people, Father. We thank you for this glorious word that you gave to us, all for your people in this month of May. Hallelujah. That you will bring calm to their storm. Hallelujah. That you will bring calm to their storm. Hallelujah. The Lord God will bring a calm to their storm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you will fight for them. Hallelujah. As a mighty man of war, as a mighty man of valor, you are going before us. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Oh, all we need to do is call unto you. Hallelujah. And you will come. Hallelujah. Oh, and you will fight for us. Hallelujah. May your people hold on to this word that you've given to them. In every situation, through every fiery trial. Oh, through Jesus, we will overcome as he overcame. We will overcome. So I pray, may your people have this confidence in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That whatever the path may be, whatever comes before them, hallelujah. All they need to do is call unto you. Hallelujah. In faith, knowing that you will act immediately for them. Hallelujah. You are not a God who will let us in shame. Hallelujah. You come and you lift us up. Hallelujah. We praise you. The very God who lifted Joseph out of the pit. The very God who brought him out of the prison says this. He will bring you out of your pit. He will bring you out of your dungeon. And he will set you in the palace among the princes of his people. If you keep yourself just like how Joseph kept, God will fight for you. You shall hold your peace and you shall see what God will do for those who wait on him. Hallelujah. By this you shall know that he is the Lord, that you belong to him. He will fight for his own, crushing all their foes. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before him. Hallelujah. You will see God do these things in many different areas in the month of May, says the Lord Most High. Thank you, Father. In your body, in your finances, in your family, in many different areas, you're going to see God fight for you. God will fight for you. When you rest in him, God will fight for you. When you rely on him, he'll fight for you. When you wait on him, he will fight for you. I come against all the forces of darkness. Every demonic spirit that is agitated by this failure that has been proclaimed over this failed demon, Satan, I take authority over you at this hour in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I put you down right now under my feet in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that every battle that we'll face this month, we'll crush the head of the serpent every single time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For through our God we shall do valiantly. Yes. And it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's thank the Lord for the promise that God has given to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The victory that God will give to you this month. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Over that which is afflicting you. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. He will fight for you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and you'll know how much he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory, give you all the honor, give you all the praise. In Jesus' most precious name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. His triumphant cry goes before him. His triumphant cry goes before him.
Jesus.
His triumphant cry goes before him. Hallelujah. Our God, he's fighting for his own. We're going to sing that as we close out. Hallelujah. Wonderful message from the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God, you're seated on the throne. Fighting for your own.
I believe it.
Crushing all my foes. Jehovah Nissi. My God, you're seated on the throne. You're fighting for your own. Crushing all my foes. Jehovah. He has triumphed o'er his foes. Triumphed o'er his foes. Triumphed o'er his foes. Jehovah Nissi. He has triumphed o'er his foes.
Our God.
Triumphed o'er his foes.
Always.
Triumphed o'er his foes. Jehovah. See
before Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Your Word. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us. Lord, we ask You to send the rain. You send the latter rain. Hallelujah. Jesus. You poured upon Your people. You've given us all that we need, Lord, to be victorious this week. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You. We praise You. Jesus' mighty name, we thank You.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Amen.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the love of God the Father, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest and remain with us all now and until we see Jesus face to face. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.